SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is not through with tariffs yet.
Mr. Trump is set to formally announce a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. Beyond that, the president suggests a tax on any and all countries that tax American imports. In Mr. Trump's words, if they charge us, we charge them.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Also at SRNNews.com, with reporters aboard Air Force One on Sunday, President Trump says Gaza is a demolition zone ripe for redevelopment by the U.S. and other countries.
I'm committed to buying and owning Gaza. As far as us rebuilding it, we may give it to other states in the Middle East to build sections of it. Other people may do it through our auspices.
The president said Arab nations would agree to take in Palestinians after speaking with him and insisted Palestinians would leave Gaza if they had a choice. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says another winter storm is going to be forming across the plains.
We're going to see another swath of heavy snow, but this next swath of heavy snow is going to be to the south of where the previous one was. So at the moment, we expect potential for heavy snow all the way from areas of Kansas eastward into the upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and into the mid-Atlantic, where snow totals of anywhere from 4 to 6 inches are possible.
Forecaster Bob Orvik. Donald Trump making history on Sunday as the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl. As for the game itself, the Philadelphia Eagles made it clear they were the Super Bowl champs with a decisive 40-22 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Quarterback Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl MVP. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 56 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 214. This is SRN News. What is a church, not a church?
Some Lutherans are asking that question about a congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco has changed its name to Her Church and now features a witch on its staff. In fact, the congregation is served by several, quote, priestesses, including Kristen Conkle, who calls herself a witch. The church describes itself as, quote, opening and welcoming in the love of the great mother of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
J.D. Vance taking on the Catholic Church. The new vice president, who is himself a Catholic, is accusing the U.S. Conference of Bishops of resettling illegal immigrants in order to get federal funding. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan denies the accusation. The rift comes even as Catholic bishops have lauded executive orders from the Trump administration related to schools, gender, and abortion. This is SRN News. Two Trump administration officials questioning the judiciary's authority to serve as a check on executive power as the new president's sweeping agenda faces growing pushback from the courts.
Over the last 24 hours, officials ranging from billionaire Elon Musk to Vice President J.D. Vance have criticized a federal judge's decision early Saturday that blocks Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. They also attacked the legitimacy of judicial oversight. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller called the judge's ruling, quote, an assault on the very idea of democracy itself. Ernie Bennett, Washington.
A performer in Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show was detained on the field and could face charges after unfurling a combination of a Sudanese-Palestinian flag with Sudan and Gaza written on it. The NFL confirmed the person was part of the field cast. More details at SRNNews.com.